we're going to wait. So today we have an interesting collection of studies, both qualitative and quantitative, in terms of population covers East Asia, China, and two studies reported data on the U.S. population. And so without further ado, I would like to turn to our first speaker, Pavitra.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Pavitra Anand. I've been talking all along, but I thought now I'll introduce myself. I am a PhD student at the Department of Social Work and Social Ecology at Loma Linda University. And my area of research is dementia caregiving. And this is the results of my pilot study I'm presenting. It's called The Understanding the Role of Support Groups in Promoting Multidimensional Wellbeing in Family Caregivers of Dementia Patients. And I have to, I think, do the disclosures that I do not have any disclosures to make. Now, the purpose of the study is that there are about 25 million family caregivers, and they provide an average of 15 hours of unpaid care weekly to dementia patients. And many of these people are facing significant health challenges. The qualitative study investigated how, if you participate in a support group, how it can promote the physical, spiritual, emotional, and social well-being. The conceptual framework I'm going with is from Rice, and the human well-being has four dimensions. The physical, the well-being which we call is wholeness, and that is that there has to be an integrated state of physical, spiritual, emotional, and social. When you are caring for someone with dementia, it compromises one or more of these dimensions. And the studies we have shown that psychological well-being, physical health is really impacted. And the social consequences are great too, because there's family problems, there's employment conflicts, the financial hardships, and you really don't have a social life. And from a spiritual point of view, when the person with dementia comes to an advanced stage, that person does cease to exist as a person regarding in the social life or the responsibilities. But what we are looking at is that even if they are not able to perform in the society, they still need to be treated with respect because they have intrinsic human dignity. The support groups help the caregivers. They help them emotionally. They help them become competent to deal with the problems, and they make them empowered to deal with it. Now, what is the significance of this study? I feel that it fills a gap in the literature because it's providing a comprehensive way of looking at how support groups help in spiritually, physically, emotionally, socially. This is an innovative study because I've included the spiritual dimension, which has not really been included in any of the studies so far. And I'm hoping that this study will have direct application to social policy. We have too many people with dementia, too many families with the same care. So the government needs to step on to provide programs which can support the caregivers. The aims of the study are to examine the effects of caregiving on the physical, spiritual, emotional, and social well-being of caregivers, and examine how support groups will help them. The research design, it's a qualitative descriptive design. We're using the Sharma's grounded theory method. And the main idea of using this was that I needed to learn from the caregivers. What do they feel? And that could not be captured with one sentence. So here, when I understood, what is the situated meaning? When they say, I feel overwhelmed, what does that mean, you feel overwhelmed? So we did triangulation of data. I did two observations. Where the support group was there, I was sitting on one side and taking information, and then we did detailed semi-structured interviews. So based on the topic guide, which I had developed. The participants were 7 volunteers from the county assistance program, the 4 Caucasians, 1 Latino, 2 African Americans, and the average time was 3 years, because then that is only how I can know, is it really affecting them? And the relationship was, there was a granddaughter, stepdaughter, daughter, and 4 spouses, and the ages ranged from 20 to 80 years. Now, I just made a few of these things so that you could see that the age of the caregivers, these are many of them are older people themselves. 4 of them are spouses. They've been married 30, 35 years. And there is one onset, the one which you see, age of caregiver 61, age of patient 61. These are high school and college sweethearts. And one has dementia for the last 9 years now. So that is very difficult for them. And the profession of the patients is engineer, physician, lawyer, librarian, army officer, scientist, neurosurgeon. So these were highly professional people. And even the, I tried to get as many ethnic differences as possible. This is the age at the onset, and most of them are paying either by pensions or savings, or there's only one with long-term care insurance, and I'm glad about that. That is needed. And religious, spiritual was, most of them attend church. And there's one who says no, no religion, no prayer, and the one who said they're spiritual. So with observations, like I mentioned, I did the detached observer, and detailed notes were taken. And in semi-structured interviews, I asked them about the details, and then we formed the categories, and then the everyday experience of the caregivers, like what happens when they participate in the support groups. So the data analysis was done with the NVivo 9 software, and after the initial sweep of the data was done, I got the major themes which were captured by memoing, and the grounded theory was applied. The results showed, because when I started, it was physical, spiritual, emotional, social dimension. But my result shows that the main core underlying process was multidimensional empathic support. That's what they felt. She understands. If I say something, they know what I'm talking about. The other people might say, oh, you poor thing. Like they said, I don't want a pity party. I want someone who understands. So the informational dimension was something I hadn't thought of. That was a new category. So I'm just going to go through these a little bit. So the caregivers didn't get enough rest. Many of them were old themselves. There was so much stress created because of the physical and emotional exhaustion. The spiritual dimension, many of them went back to their religion. That was a big source of comfort to them. And one of them said, like I said, one caregiver mentioned that she was not religious. But if she came to the caregiving support group, she thought it was a spiritual explanation. The emotional dimension was heartbreaking. Many of these people, they said there was this symbolic loss of the dementia patient. Like one of them told me, she doesn't remember me, but I remember her. After 55 years of being married to someone, to have that person look at you like you're a stranger is really, really difficult. And the role change. The man or the person was taking care of them. Now they're taking care of them. And there's a lot of guilt and anger, and this, that feeling that they shouldn't be doing it, but that's there. And the other problem was that they didn't know how long it was going to last. It is a disease which no end. The social dimension was they all felt that when they came together, they were able to interact. Someone understood. The many of the support group was the only personal time they get. There was mutual respect and connectedness. Now, the informational dimension, in the two observations I did, they were just talking about what are the new research studies, what happened, what can we do. So they were looking at the financial issues. They're finding and sharing information about the medical advancements. They also wanted to go and participate in research studies. And then also things like DNR, do not resuscitate. What are the advanced directives? So that was one area where I found that people were really interested. So the overall results of the study are congruent with the literature, that participation in support groups does empower the people. It helps them, give them emotional support. It makes them able to deal with life. However, in this research, the symbolic loss of the relationship was the main theme. The spiritual aspects of caring for this person who's no longer that person was a big thing. Overall, by participating in the support groups, what I found that they have the unconditional support of other people. No one was judging them. No one was trying to say, oh, it'll get better. Everyone understood just what was happening. So it does restore the physical, spiritual, emotional dimensions of the caregiver. The empathic support with the other people helped them with hope that if she can do it, if he can do it, I can do it too. So we suggest that in any kind of programs, the informational dimension should be included because these are not people who want to be shielded. They want to know what's happening. So this, the knowledge and information in the support groups helps them with a sense of predictability. What am I dealing with? Which helps give them that with a degenerative disease like the dementia, it, which has an uncertain future. So at least they said, what am I looking forward to? One initial framework, so we included, like I said, we started with only four dimensions, so now I feel with the results of the study that informational dimensions was very important, which I show on my graph here. The limitations are the only seven interviews. And then I feel that if there were more interviews, I might have been able to get better data. And then if you look at all the part of the dementia people were all very highly professional qualified people. It may be because the data was collected from West Pasadena, which is middle and upper middle group. So maybe if I'd gone and collected other places, it might have been. So to conclude, to promote human well-being, or wholeness as we call, Rice calls it, there has to be an integrated state of physical, spiritual, emotional, and social health. Caregiving for dementia patient leads to the loss of these states. So if we have a support group, it helps to promote the multidimensional well-being and the lives of caregivers. And since I'm in policy, I feel that this is the time the government needs to understand. This is no longer a small group. This is a widespread problem. So we do need to have policies to help the aging population, help the families of the aging population. And then one such policy was the Community Living Assistance Services and Supports Act, which was part of Obama's healthcare plan. It passed, but was never implemented. And now if whichever government comes back, if Obama comes back, I might be able to go argue for that. So I am doing another dissertation where I'm trying to say that a policy is needed. It might not be class act, but some kind of policy is needed because the longevity of people, the family is not able to deal with the physical, the spiritual, the financial main problems of dementia caregiving. And then I have references, and I will take questions now. Did I run over?
Okay.
So any questions?
Clarifying questions?
All righty. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pavitra. Well, our next speaker is Dr. Roland Chen from King's College London. So he's probably still jet lagged, right? So he's going to be speaking with us about the association between secondhand smoking and Alzheimer's disease.
Thank you.